All right, everybody. Hey, welcome to Cali Brick Click. I am the guest host while Claire is away, but we do have a guest with us. His name is No More Bricks, also known as Harold. And as always, we have Ninja, also known as Ninja with Bricks.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that. And we have Shy with us, also known as Shy Time, as My Time.
I still feel like I'm in trouble every time you say my full name.
No, because I think I've only said it three times since we've known each other. but yes, you can listen to Cali Brick Click on different listening platforms, as Spotify, YouTube Music, iHeart, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Just say it. Just say it. Say it.
No, don't do it.
Oh, jeez.
I guess start with an A?
Whatever platform you get Apple Music
from. Yes. Oh, nice. Let's go.
You got it.
All right. Excellent.
There goes our Apple sponsor.
Oh, yeah, right. Hey, no, but for real, anyone here who's listening right now on Spotify or any other platforms, I recommend using YouTube Music now because most of the other shows, our fellow shows in the community, are on there. Even Good Morning Brick World sometimes.
So, is Full of Brick on there?
I think so. Oh. Yeah, I think it is. I remember because that's how I listen to stuff. I mean, if I don't look at the YouTube one, I'll just hit the YouTube Music because sometimes I'll just play the, I'm listening to regular music and then I just flip to whatever podcast is on. And if you don't want to waste data by watching a video and you don't have YouTube Premium, YouTube Music is definitely beneficial and it helps the YouTube algorithm for that podcast. So if you're not doing it, you probably should. It's free.
I think it's going to be big. Can't you play it in the background
also?
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. And you can watch on video too if you don't care about the data.
Oh, sick.
So
I want to see these faces.
Yeah. So you can listen to your favorite streams on YouTube mm-hmm. Music.
I'm trying to get all the shows to get on YouTube Music. I think if the community is just used to going on that platform, mm-hmm. it kind of benefits everybody.
Yeah.
So go on that. But enough about that. Today we got Harold. Or No More Bricks. So how I know this guy, honestly, it's just through Full of Brick. And that's the main one. Thanks to Nick. But he's also not a fellow veteran. He's actually still in. He works mm-hmm. for the government. He's in the Navy. But yeah, just before I dive too much into him, hey, Harold, who are you?
Hey, guys. I just want to say it's kind of an honor being on this show because I've been one of the first 8 Spotify listeners when you guys first launched on Spotify.
What?
But yeah, Ben Harold, No More Bricks. You can see me on Full of Brick. Co-host, been there since, 2015, I think.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
That's longer than I thought it was.
Yeah. Back when Nick used to do it nighttime. But yeah, active duty, 11 years, United States Navy Corpsman. But
what's a corpsman? What's a corpsman, right quick? Hold on, I gotta highlight this. The Marine in me has to highlight this.
I'm a basically Navy Marine medic, so out there in the fight.
Wow.
With my Marine brothers and sisters, helping them out. Yeah.
I'm so, if anyone doesn't know, the Marine Corps is under the Department of Navy, and we don't have our own medical section. Our medical section is the Navy. Our ships that we travel the world in, the little salt ships that belongs to the Navy. They're like our Uber drivers, but corpsmen though are really dear to our hearts because they're with us the entire time. They go into the fight with us. They shoot with us. They help us. They save us. We treat corpsmen like Marines almost.
Yeah, what an honorable job, Harold. I mean, I think about the lives you're saving. It's just mm-hmm. goodness.
But honestly, all they really do is give you Motrin for any injury that you have
and change your socks. I
have a lot of family members in different branches of the military, and something that they've all said at least at one point, even casually or whatever, is taking care of your feet.
Yeah,
that seems to be 100%. Something just a standard ground rule. No matter what branch you're in, you just take care of your feet. Especially
if you can't walk.
Right, right.
Yeah, you're kind of
crazy. My bad, Harold. Keep going. My bad. I'm sorry.
Oh no, it's all good. It's all good. I actually started Lego when I joined the military. Met my wife in the military.
Oh.
But before. Do that, change gears back to I guess when I was a kid. My dad, he's a retired Navy chief, it's kind of funny how that worked out, but that's a different story. But I remember he gave me my first set, which is Pirates. I still have nice. The boat, but it was back when, I can't remember the set, but it had four minifigures, like the first battle packs for Pirates. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yeah.
OG battle
packs. Yeah.
With the Imperials?
Imperials with the blue. Yeah Pirates, mm-hmm. whatnot. But I still remember that. Got into Castle. I think that's like a little segue into later on. But I remember, I think got into Castle when Forestman and Fright Nights just got released. Mm-hmm. That was when I remember the Fright Nights little small box. It was $2.99, which is kind of crazy because that figure is like $5-$8 now. I don't have the figure, but I have the helmet, which is kind of crazy. Found it actually a couple weeks ago. But yeah, I got to that. Built Lego like until I want to say my teenage years when I started. And then that kind of cut off when I got to video games, like when the PlayStation came out. And that kind of like went into my dark age. I think that's what happened with like a lot of us.
Yeah.
That seems to be
a lot of things.
Yeah. Pokemon, like that's when that first came out. Digimon got heavily into that.
Girls. Digimon too.
Girls. Okay. I don't think it's again girls.
There are a multitude girls. Of things I could name on this show, but I won't. You know, that pulled me away from Lego.
A couple things, right?
Just a few.
Yeah, but went to college and then joined the Navy. Met my wife through, she's also an Air Force veteran. She was a med tech. So when the Navy and the Air Force did their school in San Antonio, that's how we met.
I was wondering that. I'm like, when did you guys intermix? Like, how did you guys meet?
But that's when I was kind of into like, I was a sneakerhead. So I bought like my Nike SBs, my ones, and I got to, I guess, collecting express suits.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I had like a suit in every color, like a photographer, you got your executive.
I mean, I guess if you're a sneakerhead, that kind of makes sense. You know what I mean? Usually sneakerheads don't just stop at the feet. That. Like they got to have the matching outfit. I get it.
You see my tie collection. It's pretty nice.
Dang, dude. Oh, wow. Is there anything you don't collect, sir?
I mean, you turn everything into a collection at this point. I mean, the suit thing is new. I mean, essentially, everybody just needs three colored suits. I'm sure a lot of people have seen the Steve Harvey thing about you really just need three colored suits and you can make 16 different outfits with three suits. That's new.
Okay. Three suits. I have navy blue, a dark gray, and a black.
How many shirts, though?
MK2s.
Do you have all the pastel colors from Express?
Like the MK1s.
Back to the names. I don't even know the names.
Yeah.
MK2. So MK2 is like the military style. Like it had the bracket boards. You could like roll up your sleeves, like tie it nice, kind of like your Marpats.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, as you grow older, you know, like you just get bigger. So all the stuff that I had did not fit anywhere. I was like, dang, I need to start going to the gym. So stop doing that. Anyways, back to my Lego story. My wife wanted to watch the Lego movie, and after I watched that, it was like nostalgia. I was like, oh dang.
Yeah, that springboarded a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was in DC, I was stationed at Walter Reed. After the movie, we went to Target. We walked from the subway to Target in the middle of like snow. Dang. So she wasn't really happy about that, but I got my first Lego set.
Which was do you know?
Yeah, Super Star Destroyer.
What?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, you just dived right in, didn't you? You didn't even put your toes in or nothing, man. You were just like, cannonball!
Did you have to walk back in the snow with that?
Yeah. Dude, I was thinking about that.
It's actually my first Instagram post, too. I put LEDs and stuff.
Yeah. Dude, that is so epic.
And then, how do you
go up from there?
I live close by, so Target is like one stop. So I remember walking around this like slush. Never walked in snow. Yeah, so got back into Castle what 2014, and bought a whole bunch of like those blister packs, and I guess the Knights Castle battle packs too.
Did you stick with like one? Like how did you branch out? Like how did that, you know? Because I started with Star Wars, and you know, like, you know, look around. I mean, I have like different stuff now. I mean, I have a lot of Star Wars, but I collect a lot of different stuff. Is that what happened with you, or because you're even beyond Lego. So
yeah,
it's contained in Lego. I mean, is it like?
I kind of branched out like a little bit here and there, but I stayed with Star Wars. They had like the Sith Fury. I remember like the Old Republic stuff. That's what was out at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed strictly Star Wars. My wife, I made into a complete nerd. She was really not into it at all when we first started dating.
That makes me think of Shy, actually. You know, yeah, right now with the Pac-Man thing. I feel like a lot of us are just waiting, like we're standing by just to
see what happens.
See what happens. Like Shy's gonna say something, either yay or nay.
I know, right? So Wait, okay, so check it. Like the Pac-Man set's about to come out on June 1st, and I'm like, I have a little bit of dilemma there because I have a lot of my budget dedicated to the Jurassic Park sets, but like Pac-Man in general is the only thing my wife nerds out about. That's the only video she plays. She doesn't like doing anything else. Like, I guess aside from that and Backstreet Boys, that's like her only hidden things in the closet that she doesn't really share out and make public.
Yeah, in the closet, but,
there's a lot of hardcore Pac-Man fans.
Yeah.
My buddy is a hardcore Ms. Pac-Man fan.
Yeah.
He loves playing Pac-Man. Ms. Pac-Man.
You know? Well, I don't know the difference, but aside from that.
But sorry, I didn't mean to derail it.
No, no, but that's true, though. Like, I want to get the set just to see if she might dive into it. Because I kind of showed her, and she's like, oh, that's cool. And I'm like, oh, come on.
But see, it's like the ultimate Lego test, too. Like, the dog's welcome. Like, with this. Because it's like a perfect... Even though you're you know what I mean, obviously with Lego and stuff, but it's like a perfect example of just a random adult. Like, could that pull them in? And if it did, is it just that one off? Like, yeah, love Pac-Man. I mean, unless there's something else she's really interested in.
If Lego doesn't like anything like that she would enjoy building for the outcome of what it is, this is it.
Because I say Mrs. Hyde would never like start getting into Lego or whatever, but
Once
you get into Funko Pops. True. And man, she got a huge
Brickheads.
I think she's looking at some of the animal ones.
Honestly. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but
not the Disney ones.
Yeah.
Here we're all talking about like our significant others, like getting into nerddom and stuff.
But, like Harold, I mean, you guys are lucky. Both like Barbara has a nerddom too, right?
She's
a Disney head. That's
what she's Disney. There you go.
See,
you
guys, she buys more Lego than I do. I'll be straight
honest. Shoot. See, like all three of you, I'm envious. It's all good. It's all good. She allows me to, like, you know, do this, so I'll accept that. But
yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm good.
I think any of us can really talk.
But anyway, Harold, back to you.
Harold. Oh, okay. So,
you're fine.
So you got back into Lego. Wife got kids into Lego, and then after a certain point, you started coming off the social media. What's that story?
Before that, like, I started buying stuff on eBay, and I heard about this thing called BrickLink. I bought from one seller, and his name is Big B Bricks, Brendan. He pretty much found out that I was military. I don't know how, but he was like, hey, we have a YouTube. You should definitely post like your project on Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live. I was used to be like the Lego community type YouTube thing back on Google Hangouts. So went on there, and that's pretty much how I got into the Lego community, through Big B Brooks. And then somehow, I forgot how I stumbled my way into Full of Brick. I wasn't subbed to Brick Adjusted. Didn't know who this guy was. I think at that time, like,
you're like an OG, man.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy because at the time I was only watching Jay Bricks and Jay Steffer. Yeah, Jay Steffer.
Jang's definitely an intro for a lot of us.
Yeah, I know, right? And I was watching like Casey Neistat, and like, and then somehow I stumbled into Nick's Brick Life.
So you found his vlog.
Yeah. So, and I was like, oh, who's this? So like, started typing in the chat, and we just hanged out. Like, I think it used to be every Thursday. It used to be at nighttime, and I work nights, so he used to post this link in the chat, and I'll just like pop in and be like, I'm Harold. I'm also Filipino.
I thought the link there would be because you're Filipino. You're like, oh, Filipino?
Oh, Filipino.
And then just think, and then that's how it is. The Full of Bricks is the Filipino crew.
Yeah, pretty sure. Much.
It's such a great stream too, right? It's such a fun, like, positive stream. You guys are so great, and your banter with each other is so awesome. I love it. I love it.
I'm happy that it's evolving.
Yes.
And it's continuing.
Yes. I know. I was like, Nick, we need to have a meeting because, like, before Brickwell has a meeting, how come we don't have meetings? We need Jesus theme song.
Well, it's not all that's cracked up to be. Let me tell you, man. Our meetings have been all over the place because it's difficult because, you know, Amberly and I are on the East Coast, so that's that helps. Yeah. On the same, you know, Jay is a little further in, but you know, he's fairly flexible. But you know, then like Doc was all the way on the West Coast, so it's just like, you know, a lot of different streams have that similar dynamic. So sometimes we do it earlier, you know, and then we switch days around. So it's evolving. The meetings are evolving.
I guess we could bring this kind of a little side tangent that we weren't really prepared to talk about. But right now, we have three different show casts in like one thing, which is very rare.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Cali Brick Click, because that won't happen. Usually it's only a two.
Right.
True.
Yeah.
All three of these shows, to include ours, have been doing it for, I would say, a number of years now. And I know Good Morning Brick World will technically be the youngest one if you're going to do it with the new format that you're doing. If you want to go backwards, I guess we could. Okay. But with the new format of, like, you know, the show aspect, are now staples of the community. And what we were talking about last week with Brad's Brick Post was that I think of when I first came into here, it was M&R, Brick Attack, Just Two Goods, or Bricks and Bits. I don't know if you remember that hive.
I used to watch it every Sunday. Every Sunday, I think I started when it ended, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think I not maybe subconsciously, I tried to fill in the gap, really.
Yeah.
In a way. It wasn't like right after, but yeah, I remember. Yeah, it was one of those things I loved to look forward to, like you know, other streams.
And that was like one of the few shows back then that my daughter just did a proper pirouette.
I'm sorry.
Like, Venus is texting right now, and she said she did a proper pirouette in her dance class, and I'm about to cry.
Oh.
Anyways, what was I saying?
Staples.
yeah, you got me thrown off too. I'm like,
oh, I know, sorry. Man. When my daughter did stuff, I was emotional too. I'm with you.
That sounds like crying.
Okay. A pirouette is like a ballet turn, I guess you would say. So that was a time when there wasn't that many shows, and when Ryan's show ended, it was like a big like knife into like boredom, because you always expected it. Like, you expected that show to come up on Sunday mornings, and you would either listen to it like right when it releases, or sometimes sometime during the day. And then sometimes, like myself, I'd replay it just because I wanted something to play. Like, the live streams back then weren't at all what they are now. And even the hangouts, like, hangouts are cool every now and then, but when you go on a live stream, sometimes the person that's on there just doesn't talk, or the group of people that are just don't talk, and you just hear
rattle.
You just hear movement of brick. So it's cool to see shows like both of yours, who are now engaging and have now, like, with YouTube plus, you know, a couple of Brickheads, StubBuds, who are, you know, you have segments, you have like interaction, you really pull from the audience, some assembly required too, like, you know, just doing the pulling people in, like, everyone's trying to innovate the show thing. And you know, we don't do that. We're like pre-recorded, you know, we kind of edit make it quick, and we know we've completely not in that line of what you guys are doing, but like each one of those has evolved to where we're at now. Because imagine, like, back then, like, that was not that long ago, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when Bricks and Bits kind of ended. Now,
yeah, about 3 years.
Yeah, it's definitely been a few years. Yeah,
it's been a few years, and in 3 years, we have literally a show every day. And thanks to Brick and Brew, we all like really know what's happening, like, every day. And I'm excited to see what this looks like in another year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, to what I was going to really get at is, you know, these shows that we have, that we all do, it's work.
Yeah, it is.
It's work.
We're coming out of work to this.
Yeah, well, at first it's exciting, you know, like you look forward to every week, but sometimes just like, oh, we got to record today.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It can definitely be a grind sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah. That's for sure.
And I know, like you said it, right? Like, some Sundays you just want to sleep in.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and you know, bless my crew, dude. I swear, you know, like they were telling me just the other day, like, you can take a day off. You know, we can do it. You know, and I'm like, I know you can. And I was like, believe me, it's a rain check. I'm gonna cash it in eventually. I'm gonna want to just take a day where I'm like, okay, yeah, guys, you know, but I want to do it ahead of time. But yeah, it's definitely work.
So going to what I was gonna say then is, what gets you both motivated to keep going on with your shows?
Oh, I think it's like the conversation, like interaction, just like it could be like straight topic situated banter or just like random banter. I think that's what gets me, is like the socialization aspect. Like, I don't talk about Lego at work, but here, this is like my space. This is like where, like, oh yeah, I'm excited about this set or something like that. I was kind of afraid at first to even mention Lego because, you know, it's a kid's toy. Mm-hmm. For me, it's like a process for me to relax, be stress-free, doing something to enjoy. So this is kind of like my, I guess, safe space, you could say.
As far as me, you know, as in regards to, you know, Good Morning Brick World, I've always been creative. My problem is I spread myself a little too thin, but I've always been creative. Like, I remember, you know, growing up, comic books, zines, you know, like, you know, just different things that I would kind of push together, and artwork, articles, talk, you know, and you guys know me, I love to talk. Good Morning Brick World was just something I just kind of, you know, just wanted to do. And then, yeah, it just eventually morphed and created, involved. And now it's something totally different, but it's the variety of it and the expression of it. And I agree with what Harold said as well. I mean, obviously it's a big part of the streaming, it's a big part of the community. Now Hive streams are a totally different story. Hive streams are any stream. It could be anything I do that's beyond Good Morning Brick World. But I mean, I know they're infamous Hive streams of definitely the past. They're a lot more vulgar. You know, also Hive streams a lot of times are just like soapboxes for me, as we all know. You know, it's the times I'm just talking out of my butt. But you know, I like to talk. And you know, and I'm humble enough. If I'm wrong, if I know I'm wrong for sure, you know, I was wrong. You know what I mean? But generally, yeah, man, it's good entertainment. Yeah. And I don't know. I've asked many people, like, hey, should I like pull back on the ranting? And people are like, no, give us more. I'm like,
give us more rounds.
You asked for it.
I will say, like, streaming, like Lego streams have, like you guys said, like they evolved. It used to be the Saturday Night Show where we would try to stay on topic, but they'll do like train wreck shows where it'll last for hours.
You know, like, what just occurred to me is, you know how they evolved is there's all right, these certain ones are still around, but a lot of them, they're talk shows. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of us, we don't build really on stream. You know what I mean? Like we do occasionally and stuff, you know what I mean? But like generally, man, we're talk shows, and that's what a lot of people like. It's different. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's cool to watch a build stream, a sorting stream. Don't get me wrong, man. And I really should get in a sorting stream, to be honest with you, but just listening to people engage in conversation is, I know it's something I've always loved, you know what I mean? And like now it's hard to watch everything, you know, all at the same time and stuff, but like, yeah, dude, there's staple shows. You know, I'm not gonna name them, but like, yeah, that like I look forward to every week, and if I'm not there, I start to get cranky. Like, where's my show? Like on time,
right?
Anyways,
Saturdays it used to start off with the Asia Pacific stream, where like myself, James, also known as Cool Kid Bricks, he's in the Navy too, he's in the ship somewhere. But yeah, we will hang out with the Australians. Like we'll get like the Australians and. I think we had one New Zealander, but I don't know what happened to him. I hope everything's okay. But yeah, we used to like hang out on the weekends. Friday, we had a stream called Bricks On, Bricks Off. That was military, just like myself, James, and another YouTuber. Unfortunately, passed away, Lego Rubric. He was a first sergeant in the Marine Corps. But yeah. But anyway, it's like, that was our thing. Like every Friday night, we'll start off with Bricks On, Bricks Off, where random banter, we'll bring up like, oh, Bricks On or Bricks Off, or like we'll just drink beers and whatnot. It was a lot of fun. Okay. But nice. Networking is like one of the pros of like doing this stuff.
Yeah, I wanted to also mention that the community aspect of streaming isn't I really want to reiterate that it's not just about like, hey, we're having conversations and engagement and like chat and stuff like that. Like, I wouldn't know any of you guys as friends, like if it 100%. Wasn't for streaming. I'm not talking about just like, we know people, because we know a lot of people. It's hard to be close to a lot of people, but like, it doesn't mean, you know, like if I hang out with this person more, like friends, man, like I've made so many friends. Yeah. That love Lego like I do.
I know.
You don't rant as much as me, but they love it.
Some more than some.
So I just really wanted to make, you know, put that point across. So.
No, for sure. What about you, Ninja? Why are you still doing this? Because I keep telling you to? Yeah.
I get that text, like, you coming? No. Like, oh, crap. I forgot.
Oh, my notes.
No, I don't know. I like the community. So that's why I still do my stream all the time. As far as like content, I don't know. It wasn't my cup of tea.
Yeah, but you stream communities.
Yeah, I do the stream. It just feels like a commitment. Just like,
well, your presence. Like a,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I was just saying your presence is felt, you know what I mean? That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Even when you're quiet.
Ninja mode.
But just like Hive was saying, like if that show doesn't show up that you expect to come on like that week, and you're like, oh man, what the hell? Sometimes I feel that. Yeah, so I'm like, damn, I should do this stream.
Like, you have
sometimes
to do it.
Sometimes the Wi-Fi.
Man, for a second, man, the gall of me, like, I'm even like, what is going on? Like, I get upset. Like, man, it's all about me. Where's my show? Where's
what the heck, show? Guy?
How am I going to sort this brick now?
No. Like, shout out to the community.
Yeah. The community part is a major motivator for this. Like, I've said it countless times in previous episodes and, you know, in conversation with a lot of people that I get a lot of like, hey, I love Cali Brick Click. And I'm like, I'm waiting. I'm like, okay.
That's so funny.
I love your personal channel. No, none of that. It's always like, hey, Cali Brick Click, I listen to that all the time. I love the show. Hey, good job. And I'm like, okay, cool. That's it. This is what I'm known for, is Cali Brick Click. But you know, I love the show. Like, I love like chatting with Claire, arguing with her, like trying to pull Ninja out of the curtains. Like, I enjoy the fact that I get to meet new people. Like, now I'm at the point now where I'm not asking friends. when I have a friends list, I'm like, okay, let's space this out a little bit. I don't want to ask them all because I'm gonna be screwed like in a year. Like, let me start looking. You know, we're in circles what I don't really communicate with and dive into, and it's like forcing me to kind of open like the broadband of my YouTube like consumption. So like watching different creators, watching different videos, watching like what made them, you know, in the social media space, whether they're a small creator or a huge creator, it really doesn't matter. I want to find things that are interesting about people in the community. And I think that's what's starting to fascinate me. And I hope that conveys to people who are watching that, like, you know, the Cali Brick Click is just, yeah, we're here, but it's not about us. It's like, it's about this person, like right above me or to the side, you know,
wherever they might be.
wherever they might be. But like, you know, today it's Harold. Like, for a lot of people might not know who he is. We want to like kind of dive into what makes you human in this, in the Lego community.
There's been tons of great conversations on Cali Brick Click. I mean, tons, dude. And I'm not talking about just Lego, just things in life. Right. You know, just all kinds of randomness from just random people from random places. Like, which again is the other great thing about the streaming, man, is like, dude, we get to talk to people around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's no barriers anymore. I mean, as far as like who we can engage with and talk with, except for time zones. But I mean, you know,
well, I do have to throw this in. I do like doing this because I, like myself, I'm truly reclusive. So I don't really like reach out to anybody. So doing this does kind of make me find new people. Like Shy will send me like, hey, check this person out. Do some research. I'm like, okay.
Do some research.
That's another reason I like doing this.
Well, Ninja, that's something to also acknowledge that I don't think really gets acknowledged, or at least not enough, is you can stream and not have to show your face. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think that's very, very, very important for people to understand. I don't know how it would go with analytical type stuff, you know, or reviews, but like you can get on there and do that and just talk and not be scared of anybody seeing you, you know what I mean? For whatever reason.
That's true. Yeah, especially if you're just listening on the Spotify.
Yeah, no, even more so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's cool now about like streams and shows is that, you know, now YouTube even acknowledges the fact that podcasts are a thing, and like they're it's an untapped market for them. They know there's only like so many shows, and they know that a lot of adults just rather listen to people talk more so than like music. And I find that myself, like for example, yesterday when I went on my run, I wasn't listening to music. I was listening to Hive rant about a bunch of different sets that's awesome. About to come out, and I'm like thinking to myself as I'm running, I'm like, what is he saying?
Hold
on, I gotta stop running for a second.
Hey, watch this.
Tap, enter, run. And like, you know, like,
I get you pumped up to run fast?
Exactly. It's getting me through my day. And I feel like having people talk in the background, whether it be a show or just a real live stream, for me, it feels like you're not alone. Right. Music, it's cool. Kind of, it feeds your emotions, like whatever you want to feel like. You want to be happy, listen to happy music. You want to be mad, you listen to like, you know, some mad music, like whatever it is. Like, music has the ability to really maneuver or amplify whatever emotion you want to feel.
Yes.
But when you have a conversation, that's a totally different subject. Like, you have to, one, be paying attention or using it as just so you that way, like for myself, I don't feel alone. Like when I'm like doing work or a task or something like that. And for a lot of people out there, and especially, I mean, if I'm going to like push out to what the LEGO community is, a lot of people, like they're very not loud. You know, they're not extroverts. I mean, they're really introverted. So like wanting to socialize with the norm with the LEGO passion is not something they're comfortable doing. So like just listening to like 4, 5, 2, or even one person talk about LEGO with whatever they're saying, it doesn't matter. having the background is reassuring to, you know, just having purpose of why they love the brick. And honestly, it really doesn't matter what you're talking about with LEGO. Like, I could agree with you or I don't, but the fact that you're talking about it, it makes me interested in like just having you on, like on my computer while I'm working or doing a chore or whatever. And I think that's something that like it's starting to be recognized as a relief in the community, because like all of us have in our shows a number of people who watch it and no one says anything. Like, you'll get like a small less than 1% of the entire viewership commenting, and usually it's people that you just know already and they just want to say something, but for the most part no one says anything, they just listen. So, and they continue.
That's, I think, when you know you're doing good too. I mean,
but they continue to listen. They want to come back, and you become what I thought, you know, Ryan's podcast was, which is a staple, and you know, something that you feel you can get through your week if you just make it to Sunday morning and listen to, you know, Good Morning Brick World, or Friday night, you know, when you're, you know, full of brick, or Thursday with ACOB, Tuesday with Stub Buds, or every other week for, you know, the A4 podcast, whatever you want, whatever it is, whatever show it is, you know, if you could just listen to that one or four people talk, it's like, okay, I can get through this task of whatever it is, whether it be sorting or an emotional issue that you're dealing with, and you just need to like go somewhere else and listen to other people talk. So I think that's starting to become a norm with many adults. So I encourage anyone out there who's listening to this right now, like, really, you know, if you want to do a show, if you want to contribute to the conversation, again, like, just kind of rolling with what we said last week with, you know, being a part of the community, all you really got to do is create your own community, and eventually you'll be in the community. True. So that's what it is.
I feel being natural is really important as well, because if you put on a facade, it's hard to keep up with that. And, you know, when you know if you're being natural and people, whatever, it's slow or fast growth, then you know you're doing something right. Just keep doing it, man. You know, be yourself.
Mm-hmm. Wow, we're
caught up in comparison.
I was going to say shy.
I know.
Like, there's a fork in the road. And, yeah, we definitely went down. The
I almost cried for a second again.
As a tangent.
Yeah, it was a tangent. It was a whole topic. And now we have like all the things that we're supposed to talk about. I don't even know if we're going to make it.
Well, I am curious, Harold, about your other hobbies.
There you go, my other hobbies.
So, look, I know we could go in many different directions, but was LEGO the first thing that you, I mean, I know you were talking about sneakers and stuff, but as far as like those types of things behind you and all that, was Lego first and then you started going in these other directions, or how did that work out? Because you got a lot of stuff going on, dude.
Yeah. Lego wasn't really like that. I wouldn't say it's big in my life, but it was like the mortar of my brick, I guess you could say.
Oh, cute.
Star Wars action figures was actually, I like that.
Smooth.
Star Wars action figures was actually like my biggest passion back in the day.
You mean like the smaller ones? You talk about the Black Series or?
Black Series, like 3.75 inch figures.
I used still to wish like, I had those originals.
All that stuff too.
Oh my god!
Like, I'm all this. Yeah, I know. I have it Jar Jar back in my house.
Well, because we've talked also before about like Transformers, how they used to be made of metal back when we were kids and stuff.
Yeah,
and I was like, man, if you had Megatron like back then, you could like pistol whip somebody, dude. Like that thing hurt.
Hey, whoa.
I had thought it was fine too. I'm weird. Yeah, I could chase it to a gun too back in the day.
I know it's good. Yeah.
But anyway, it's like Star Wars action figures. Like I grew up in the prequel OT era, like in between, you know, original trilogy is like what I cling to. Then got into heavy Lego because of my wife. Got stationed to Japan, and that's when it just all ended. Lego in Japan is expensive.
Well, also Japan is definitely known for like all this stuff behind you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all kinds of
toys.
I've been wanting to go to Japan for so long.
Just toys,
for many reasons, but like their toys and stuff is like so unique over there. Games, and that's where a lot of stuff originated from.
They're sophisticated.
Yeah, all my Lego was my sergeant was the one who was like, when he found out I got stationed to Okinawa, he was like, "Oh, bro, you're gonna get to Gunpla, and you're gonna get to waifu figures." And I was like, "Nah, sergeant, that's not gonna be me." 1 year later,
here we are now.
But yeah, all my Lego was in storage for 4 years.
Oh wow!
And that was a headache when I got back because I thought I was gonna lose everything.
Was that your hiatus? Was that the reason why you were gone?
Yeah. And then Nick left too. So I was kind of like, oh, it's kind of weird.
Got to catch them all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the whole reason why I bought brick through Amazon and then the exchange sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of weird because like at the exchange, if it's kind of like our shopping area in the military.
No tax.
But, no tax. But
I should take advantage of that. I don't know why I don't.
I think Americans really take for granted the access we have to Lego over here. Not just Walmarts and Targets, but like local shops, Bricks and Minifigs and Lena Brick Companies and whatever else I can't think of right now. I mean, but like, dude, they're at like the hobby shops. Like,
no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hobby Lobby?
Yeah.
Or not Hobby Lobby. Hobbytown.
It's wild.
We also got to appreciate how like, we complain about how expensive Lego is, but it's pricier everywhere else.
Yeah, it's pricier. Yeah. If I were to open a Bricklink store in Japan, it would be like the largest.
However,
store.
If Lego was cheaper, it would also be cheaper everywhere else as well.
True.
Let's not forget that.
No, that is
I just feel bad for Australian and New Zealand brothers.
Oh, dude, I feel horrible for Australia and New Zealand. Dude.
Real bad.
Oh, gosh. Like when I look at like the UK and I'm like, oh, man, look, they got stuff like $6 cheaper. And then I look at Australia and I'm like, God. Oh, my God.
I hopped on the Lego the Lego website and it was switched to Australian. I was like, what happened to all the prices?
Oh, I
didn't text high.
I remember that.
$1
for like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
That was a lot of people. I freaked out for a little bit. I was like, oh my gosh.
Dude, I was so glad Ninja told me that like he found out about it or whatever, because I was about to go on a major rant, dude.
I forgot what year it was, but like you could switch over to the UK and get like sets early. Like somehow, I don't know.
That's done.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. But like speaking of like of collecting other things, like Warhammer 40K.
Yes.
Oh. All right. So for those of you that don't know this grim dark future of 40,000 years from now, I used to play this game. It's a tabletop, just like Dungeons and Dragons, kind of like stemmed off of that. It's a fantasy, like futuristic thing. That I used to play and paint as a kid, like, you know, in my younger teenage years. I got out of it just as I got out of Lego at the same time for me. I tried getting back into this, like, right before I got back heavily into Lego, and I just didn't have the time. Like, literally, I don't have time to paint or really do that. And what I really fell in love with is just the lore. And I buy all these, like, Joy Toy action figures now. So, yeah, like,
I've been looking at it for years.
It's bad. It's bad. Like,
because these are expensive.
They are expensive. Look, I got, like, it's, I just have them, like, everywhere.
Dude, so awesome looking.
But, I finally, there are a few people, and there's a small, like, tiny niche of people who do, like, 40K making out of Lego, like Dreadnoughts and Space Marines and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But Harold's into it, too. Like, how did you discover 40K?
Back in my, when I stopped doing Lego when I got to Japan, my buddy was into that. And we used to have paint parties when I'm on duty. Yeah. Basically, I was doing Gundam stuff, and he was doing Gundam stuff.
About that.
No, it was like Typhoon, so we're just all in our barracks. But anyway, so like he would paint that stuff, and he would just like, oh, you know the Tau, which is a faction in 40 Warhammer. They're mostly like with mechs, like energy stuff, whatnot. But I got into Grey Knights, and then I bought my first kit, which that's like $50 for like a pack, and that's the smallest pack. Like, these things, like, expand into, like, I don't know, it's, like, really expensive. So we got into 3D printing. So we started 3D printing our own stuff. But now, if you go to Natasty Brick, where all my Spotify followers, fellows,
yes,
actually make some Lego versions of these.
Can I ask you guys a question about Warhammer real quick? Pretty practical question. Would you, and I know this might be hard to answer, but would you say collecting Warhammer stuff like what you guys were just showing is more expensive than collecting Lego?
It could get that far.
I was going to say it might be complicated because I know there's got to be... Because I've been seeing this stuff since I can remember, man.
It's been around for a very long time, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, since probably
But then again, so has Lego too. So.
Yeah. Okay, so okay, let's break this down a little bit because I think we didn't really do a good job explaining what this is. What it was. So... Games Workshop, which is the company that does Warhammer and Warhammer 40K, and a number of other dice kind of base games like Dungeons and Dragons, and they have their own stories, their own lore. The version that we're talking about is the futuristic version of this, where the lore on its own, I guarantee, I think surpasses Star Wars at this point.
Oh, yeah. From just the peak that I've seen into it, I would say so. I mean, yeah, in the I don't know how it is now, but you remember the expanded universe before Disney took over. I mean, yeah, there was some thousands of years going on.
Yeah.
But from what I've seen from Warhammer, dude, it's not even just further in the years department, but like it's so complex, dude. That's why I haven't dived into it, like cannonballed into it, because it's so complex, man.
So brief, quick, if I could do this in like 2 minutes, I'm going to really have my back. All right. So there is this guy. He's the emperor. That's like the main person in this whole kind of storyline, which started this thing. He's pretty much what Jesus, like all the prophets in our lives turn into. Like, he was technically that guy. He was Alexander the Great, whatever. He lives forever. That's pretty much what it is. He can die, but he lives forever. And the year 30,000, he kind of like took over all of Earth and kind of set out to conquer the solar system. And at that point, the humans have already kind of spread all over the place. So this guy created these Space Marine legions built from his 16 sons, whatever. And then he literally conquered everything. And then all of a sudden, there was a civil war because the bad gods of chaos decided to like manipulate them. And there was a huge civil war, and he almost dies, and he's stuck in the throne where he can't move, but his psychic energy kind of just cuts everywhere. But there are other aliens like orcs, just like in fantasy. There's like elves, which are like the Eldar. There's the Tau, which is like the mech guys. There's the Necrons. There's just so many different factions all in a galaxy with known aliens and stuff like that. So really, right now, humans versus everybody. And all it is just a tabletop game where you have these armies that fight each other using dice and rules. Very, very similar to D&D, except the lore about all of this, the expanded universe is kind of controlled by Games Workshop, and it's cohesive. So there's not like you know, when Disney took over, it kind of erased everything. It's literally whatever was said like 5 years ago, it still applies. And all their authors are really good at staying consistent with the storyline. Yeah. And right now, like all the sons that I was talking about earlier, they all kind of died or disappeared. And right now, due to like trying to gain money, because, you know, everyone loves these Primarchs, they're starting to bring them back. And it's like working. It's seriously working. Yeah. Like bringing these sons back into fruition in tabletop models or books. Like I'm into the books. I'm into the story. I just want to read the stuff. And then like it's really fascinating. And just think about like these. I like army building, right?
Mm. Right.
I like mass huge battles. This is that. Imagine this epic,
on a huge scale.
Huge scale. Like, you know, ships on ships, armies on armies. But think of Lord of the Rings in space. That's pretty much what that is. So they have their own versions of like a fantasy too. I remember getting into like the books of Lord of the Rings because of the regular Warhammer fantasy game, not because of Warhammer 40K, but of their fantasy line. So this is what this is, and it has a huge fandom, and they have the fandom, the people who play this game or who are really into the lore, they have the same types of problems we do as Lego fans. They complain that it's expensive, because it is.
Yes.
You know, they get upset with the company a lot for actions that they do that they feel like is not fair. So the similarities between the fandoms is really, really close. And unlike Lego fans, where you can buy a Lego set and be done with it, right? You can just buy whatever it is. Buy the Pac-Man set and you're good. To be able to function as a war gamer in this like hobby for Warhammer or for Games Workshop, you need to accumulate an army to be able to do something. You can't just buy one unit, because in like you play the one unit and then you're done. And not all units are the same; they all have strengths and weaknesses. Right. So imagine a box with five guys. That's one unit, or 20 guys, same kind of unit that costs like $50.
Yeah, $50.
But if you want to play the game, you need to buy six.
Yeah. And have armor to back it up, dice. And
paint. Yeah, you need paint, you need tools, you need spray paint. It just gets, and you're not going to be a great painter off the bat. It's everyone's first miniature that they paint is horrible. And it takes years of developing a skill, just like mocking, to like have your army look good. So how much money have you ever already wasted on trying to figure out how to get a decent model painted? You can imagine how much that starts to accumulate in your wallet. So, I like just to read the stories and just be done with it. And they do have video games now, so you could play the video games, like Space Marine 2 or Space Marine. Just look it up. Go on YouTube, type in Space Marine or Space Marine 2, like those video games on PS5 and PS4 or Xbox, and you can kind of like a visual. They're doing a lot of like more visual videos now from Game Workshop.
So yeah, because that's what I was going to say is like, so my buddy gave me one of the books to read. And
which one?
Listen, I can't. It was, you know, a handful of years ago. But like the thing was, is look, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I consider myself a really good reader. You know what I mean? I always loved reading. I don't do it as often as I should, but I read a lot. Dude, I was reading this thing and so I'm like, what? And like even reading it was complex, man. I tried reading through it, man, and I had to stop. I gave it back to him. I was like, look, what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch some videos.
Yeah,
just at least familiarize myself with factions and some of the lore, and then I probably it'd be easier to jump back into a book. And I definitely want to try the game, but I got D&D to mess with first. So
before there weren't any of these channels. Now there are a number of credible and really good YouTubers that just focus on the lore for Warhammer. So that way, like who are the Tau? Like who are the Eldar? Who are the Space Marines? Who is this chapter? Who's that? You know that.
Chapters too.
Yeah, there's different types of Space Marines. I love the Space Wolves. That's my thing. I love Vikings in space. they do a really good dive, and that's another thing that I like to do too. Like when my shows that aren't playing on the YouTube world, I'll play the lore videos from all these creators and have them like say, you know, what storylines does this, because they really tie in all these books that I have in no way time to read at all. But I'll read, because I follow my own lore from like the Space Wolves. Anything Space Wolves do, I'll read. But I won't read the 50 other lines of books that they have for all these other factions. So like, I'll watch the YouTube videos, and it kind of, you know, helps you out with that. So it's going to take you a minute to figure this out. But if you just understand the storyline and what's happening, you could really, like, there's a couple videos out there that literally like a 2 hour long video, but will tell you everything in a timeline and you kind of just go off from that. Anyone out there that wants to dive into a new fantasy thing to listen to or to watch, you don't have to get in the game. I think this is the Warhammer 40K, I think, is a really cool like story to dive into that it won't end. It's not going to end. It's like a good story that just keeps going.
It's been like, when did it first start? Like in the 70s?
Yeah,
and it's 70s, still continuing, like stacking up. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. A long time. So,
which goes in right quick to army building.
Yeah, let's go.
Why do you army build, man?
So, I mean, I think it's like the commons. Like, you know, when you're kids, right? You just want massive armies, like, just battling out. Yeah. Yep. So that's how I started. I mean, I started with the First Order because battle packs. Yeah. And then also I think when Rogue One came out, like, I was just buying these battle packs for $5 when they're on clearance, just like massing amount of like minifigs at the time. But then now Castle came out with the Black Falcon, so I was like, oh sick, I love medieval or Castle. Like, one of my dreams, like, I still remember this as a kid, my mom's like, no, it's too expensive. When you grow up and get a job, you can buy anything you want. So on my head, it's one of my goals, I'm gonna have my own Lego room. And I forgot about it until I saw the Lego movie. Yeah, I always wanted to build a big castle, which I kind of am. But right now, I'm just focusing on chips right now. But yeah.
Chips are cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
This.
Focus.
I took a picture of it.
Oh, sick.
That's my army.
Dude, you know that's so much bigger looking in person than, like,
for those.
It just, because that looks so. That's a couch.
This is only half of my army.
Yeah.
Really?
How's your back?
No, it's on a table. It's on a table.
No, I mean, like, when you put them on,
they're on mills. So you just like, it's not so hard. No, this is only half. I can only bring 1,100 with me to the convention. But like, I can't fit all of them, and plus they're all not ready. But I understand. Like, you, Harold, and I have the very same mentality of why we like collect and make armies. Like, we like the fact that we can get more, and we had this like battle youth thing with like toys that now we have the ability to like get more and actually not pretend that one is 10. you can literally have the hundreds on the toy area of where you're playing and just have that satisfaction all over again. And that's bringing my youth back, like things that I used to do as a kid, which was building Lego, but building these giant battles and just have them go. And that was my fascination 40K. Cause when I came into the Games Workshop at the time, this guy was all enthusiastic and made me play the game. And then there was like, real like numbers of soldiers and troops going out there fighting each other and dying. This one, same thing. I have now can appreciate being able to get 2,000 Black Falcons.
That's crazy. Cause I used to do that with Star Wars action figures. That was a slippery slope.
Right, like, all right, one of the same like, one.
Yeah, yeah, like back then it was the Phase One Clone Trooper, and I just bought a massive amount on eBay.
Just to have them.
Yeah, just to have them. Like, just like set them on there. Formation. Yeah,
it looks cool.
It looks like so that, cool.
How, yeah, I mean, there's
different to be.
Reasons, obviously, why people army build. You know what I mean? But yeah, I think that just at the core, it's the epicness of. You got 10, 50, 100, 1,000, whatever. You know what I mean? Because I was going to ask you guys, because I've seen some people, not a lot, but I've seen some people criticize army builders, for excess, blah, 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 blah. And me personally, I'm like, dude, go pound sand, man. If people want to buy as many whatever they want, dude, that's their prerogative, man. But there's different reasons. One is what Shai was saying. Imagine, man, if you didn't have a lot growing up and you always dreamed of having like this grand army, man, of whatever the army may be, And now you can afford to do it. What? And you're going to tell me like, go whatever, dude, and who are you to pick a number? Cause you're not going to complain like that if I buy like, five of them, Like, so I just wondered like if you guys ever see like these criticisms, like if it bothers you or if you have any kind of rebuttal to it or something.
Oh man. Bruce Swift's like comment section. Like
Bruce Swift. I was about to bring him up.
Yeah.
Bruce Swift. You heard of him?
I know that name.
He was good. He was big on Instagram. I think he started a YouTube channel too. He has like the biggest.
Yes. Biggest is even like almost an understatement. Like
it is definitely an understatement. And I feel like you know, Solid Bricks gets like the trophy on the largest army. I'm like,
No. He actually started off Arbor Facebook. He had a fan page there. Like he created his own community about like army building and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, his comments, they're like, oh, because of you, I can't buy my 501st. You live in the United States. I'm in Hong Kong.
Well, man, go complain to Lego. Tell them to make more.
Yeah, that helps. That helps. Like, it shows Lego that the demand for this. If they keep getting wiped out, that means, oh, you probably should make more.
Yeah, they should.
But, I mean, you can use that argument, too, with a lot of different stuff. Like, yeah. I'm going to mock. Oh, I couldn't get any black bricks, man, because you took them off of your mock.
Thanks, guys.
But what I find fun about it, if you're building like an army for clones, this kind of relates more to like, I guess not really castle right now, because you can get castle stuff on bricks and pieces or pick a build online, which is great. That it makes life so much easier for me and anybody else who's doing the same thing. But for clones and things like that, the hunt for it, I think, is also fun. Like going to a Target, going to a Walmart, going to your Lego store, and try to convince them to let you buy the 20 that are on the shelves, or like the 5 that's on there, or the 1 you found at Barnes & Noble's that you can grab, you can add to it. I think the collecting mentality of, you know, what we as fans love already and addicted to, it's the same thing for army building, but in a very simplistic scale. Because you're trying to do one thing over and over again versus I need to click everything in this line, or I want to get all these things that are coming up. You know, like a lot of clone builders out there or Star Wars army builds out there, they're focused on just grabbing as many of these things as they can when they see it. And I think the hunt for it is what makes it fun about army building, because you're fighting each other for all these things.
100%. Like back to the Black Series, I hate the store exclusives. Like I used to enjoy the hunt. Like ask my wife, she'd be like, I see your uniform, where are you at? Toy hunt right now.
Funko is
mandatory.
Yeah, that's it.
That, you know, using like the store exclusives and all that. And I mean, it is what it is, you know. Just like right now, that Yoda's fountain for the Lucasfilm employees, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know Star Wars fans clamoring for that one, that man. Like Lucasfilm employee, who cares if he works for
what makes
Lucasfilm,
them so special?
but that's how it is, and that's what makes some stuff great, you know, because sometimes you're able to get it, sometimes you can't. But if you get it, think of how special that is, man.
Right?
Yeah,
kind of like that army building, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got that opportunity, and some people might get mad about it, but you know,
I don't care, it's super satisfying to see it. Like, army's literally only up for like an hour, and it took me like all day to get it to that point. And then you just look at it, and you're like, now what,
dude? It's so epic to look at, dude. It's so epic to look at, man. I mean,
yeah, if it wasn't fresh, they wouldn't have a world record about it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I asked you about your bag is because when I set up my my army Bricks Fair Fredericksburg with my friend Tyler, he built like the Tower of Barad-dûr, and I brought I think around like
2,000, right?
Almost 1,800, mm-hmm. 1,800 minifigs. Took me 6 hours by myself to put in formation all that. Y'all, my back, I was like,
oh, but you were bending over though, so mine is set up in a way that I don't have to do that. Like I can sit down and put them on a mills plate and attach mills plates to each other. Yeah. So all my units are pre-made, so I honestly don't need to put shields on them once they fall off. Like they're already done. I just got to stack and then call it a day. But like I've done it so many times with this army, like I'm pretty proficient at it, so it's for me at this point when I'm starting to put them together, I actually look forward to it, so it's very soothing. Like
I was imagining it's therapeutic, you know, just it like is. putting Lego together, you know, or putting a puzzle together or whatever.
This is very like,
dude. And Shia, you even took it a step further that I don't see barely anybody, if at all, do, is where you changed all the skin tones. You made them more realistic, man.
Yeah,
you
know? That's cool, right?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But like, I like doing it. I love arm building. I appreciate that, like, you know, small niche of the community that does it. I know it you know, it pisses a lot of people off, but so does everything in the Lego world. Like, you know, there's really, you know, yeah, the people who like are, you know, are above people who like to build sets versus people who build mocks. Yeah, the people who like, yell at the Star Wars or are annoyed by the Star Wars fans because they can never win in anything. And yeah, the people, you know, I keep going. So,
yeah, yeah.
But, you know, army building for me is something that I love and I enjoy. I don't knock anybody else who does it. It's just, I understand where people can get upset because they can't get the set they want, but that's most Lego sets if you really want to have them there.
You know, you do you. As long as you're not hurting anybody, I mean, except for the little kids that can't buy this stuff because you guys bought them all. But
kick
I mean,
rocks.
Besides that, I'm just
kick rocks. I did have a friend who was like, yo, can you stop buying Black Falcons? Like, every time I go to Bigger Brick, they're like, out of stock. I was like, I didn't buy this month, bro.
Just be like, hey, like, I'm addicted, man. I can't stop.
No, but look, let's take the Black Falcon one, for example. That, when I started armor building, was about 18 to 20 cents maybe per torso and leg. Like, it was really cheap to make as in a mass in the very beginning. Now the torsos are like 60 cents a piece. Like, it's tripled the, like, you know, how much they were.
Was that natural or because of the popularity?
I think it's because a lot of people started doing the same thing. So it also used to be where the Black Falcons were never in stock because every time they come up, they're wiped out. And now they're always in stock. It might be because the demand is not so high anymore, but you can still buy 999 at a time of the Black Falcons without having to start all over. Like, as in the Lion Knights, you can only buy 34 at a time. Why do I know this? Because I do that. I max it out.
The Viking helmets now, you can buy more than 30 in it.
Yeah, so they do put Lego's fully aware of, you know, the army building now, I think. Like, they know that we're not reselling it, and if we are, whatever. But, like, they put a limit on like certain pieces, like the Viking helmet, for example, the dark one you can only get in the Sanctum, and then now you can buy more just because there's more demand, so they're making more. So I think army building has a future through pick a build, and I think Lego acknowledges the fact that people want to make more of this. And I do would like to see a castle battle pack, but honestly I don't, because I want the pick a build to be the easiest way for anyone in the community who wants 25 of a knight minifigure to be able to get 25 of a knight minifigure without all these extra things.
Yeah, that's a lot
cheapest way possible. A lot, yeah, cheapest way possible. And using, like, I at one point didn't like shopping on Lego.com at all. Right, I would rather go shop at Target or Walmart or wherever I can get it cheaper. But you know, this is a good way to get double VIP gift for purchases. You know, like, off your points. Like, I gained, like, you know how many points I have?
Oh my gosh.
Don't tell her.
Is it six digits?
I have 170,000 points.
$100
worth of points based on just army building.
But you know what, Shai? Look,
that's crazy.
This is something I wish any army builder probably wish they could do, whether it's Star Wars or whatever army you're trying to build. Is the way you do it is probably the most efficient way built battle pack built, you know, army build. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, dude, kudos to you, man. Like, saying it would kiss it, it's not expensive, but you at least found the loophole to find the best way to do it, man.
But imagine if Lego did it with Star Wars.
Dude,
I know.
You know, some of them guys, like, even I'd buy like a handful, but you know, some of them guys wouldn't stop.
But how much more money would Lego make on a clone, a phase two clone white on pick a build?
Like, I don't know. Star Wars fans out there, let us know in the comments, man. What do you guys
think? It's like a no brainer. Why do they not?
There's a lot of stuff like that Lego doesn't necessarily do. And a lot of us throw our hands up because we really can't figure out why.
Well, I think Castle's a good test for that. So, like, I doubt you'll ever see a Star Wars minifigure on a pick-a-build. But if you do,
we can't even get a polybag, man.
What if it's licensing?
Yeah, I was going to say, is it the licensing? It could
be licensing, yeah. But if you just do the regular white clone trooper, no markings whatsoever, basic, just, you know, Disney just cuts the deal. Just like, hey, look, this one minifigure of this clone, it will satisfy all this needs. This is the one-time license that we can put on paperwork for whatever reason, for whatever long, and then, boom, everybody can just go to town. How much
money? Just like, all right, 1 year,
get as many 1 year. As you can.
Yeah, they're 1 year.
Mass produce them for 1 year. So just pump them up.
It costs them.
And then
nothing.
After that, we're just cutting it down.
Oh man!
You wouldn't have to worry about like the price of them skyrocketing because if they just mass produce them, dude, like everybody's got an army of like 3,000.
Don't be like everybody.
Speaking of prices going up, like I remember when I started building my Imperial army, like the shock trooper, I used to piece that thing out for $4. I used to get like the helmet, the like, torso, legs, and a black head because I'm not gonna take off this helmet. But now that thing is like what, a $25 minifig?
Well, maybe in a parallel universe, I'm co-hosting another Cali Brick Click with you guys, and I can talk more about castle building, but. That's a
you can do it. Just get the one castle.
All right,
I think that's it.
I'm gonna do it. I'm just gonna be like, honey, Shy. She's like, you call Shy up right now.
You could. I will get yelled at for you. It's totally fine. She has my number. Go ahead, just yell at me. Just go ahead.
I know we were talking about it. Like, I think a Brick World, man.
Do it.
I might. Make that jump. So
if it's just
one out together,
if it's just one thing, get the Lionized Castle and call it a day. That's it. Just get the one castle. That's all you need. You don't need to do anything else. But I think this is where we should stop because now we're going to start telling each other that we need to buy more stuff. And yeah, usually that's very dangerous. So before we get into like, you know, all that, hey, Harold, is there anything you want to plug, share, or say?
Yeah. Check out Full of Brick. We are live every Friday around like 10 p.m. Eastern. And yeah, I think that's about it. It's Memorial Day, so just remember why you guys have that day off. Because we have a lot of active duty veterans who serve and some pay the ultimate sacrifice. So
yeah, it's not my day as a veteran. It's not his day as a serviceman. It's the ones who didn't make it. It's their day. So that's all. No need to thank us. We didn't do anything. We're still alive.
I'm glad you guys said that. A lot of people don't understand.
I have Veterans Day. He has Armed Service Day, and then you know those that didn't make it have Memorial Day. So, all right, we just before getting another hi. Hive, you want to finish this up?
Yeah, I just want to say real quick, thank you again for having me on. Thank you for thinking of me for co-hosting. I really appreciate that. It's not just an honor to be here, but I know this is not just a willy-nilly seat to just fill. I appreciate it very much. Yes.
Have fun in Japan.
With that being said, I guess we will go ahead and roll the music.
Let's go!
Great job!
I really felt petty on my intro. I really
hit all the topics.